Welcome to Ear to the Ground, the program that investigates the stories behind the headlines. I'm Kim Holly. Hello, Gwen Fallonby. It's good of you to give us the time today.
Hi, Kim. Always happy to talk to you and our community.
You're a very young CEO of a rapidly growing business in material designs. Do you think you've got the skills to manage a multi-million dollar turnover and the hopes of all the people you're promising to employ?
You certainly don't start with make her welcome questions, do you? I've been working at Material Designs since I was a kid, and I've learnt about the business from the ground up. Setting up the manufacturing side has been hard, but I managed both people and budgets. I'm a quick learner. Not only that, I'm also really interested in social enterprises. I know we need to make money. We're a responsible organisation that has to meet its bills, but I'm also concerned about our social impact, the effect on the local community environment. So yes, I do think I'm qualified.
You've said you run a responsible organisation which is concerned with its social impact. What is your view on bringing a large group of Sudanese refugees to Bilby?
Are you identifying the resettlement program as a problem or as an opportunity?
I'm asking you about social impact. The program will have a big impact on the Bilby community. People are worried.
Social impact is about achieving positive social and economic change, and that's what Bilby wants and needs. Material Designs is part of it. We're operating as a social enterprise does, putting money from our profits back into helping the resettlement and skilling up new workers.
You know what people are saying? Do we really need to help other people, refugees, to find jobs when we can't even find enough employment to keep our own teenagers and young people in the town?
That seems a bit of a rigid response. Don't you think it's possible to create jobs for our young people who are recent arrivals as well as the ones who were born here? We're a community that needs to move forward from its cultural past to be able to survive and grow. That's part of why I've been expanding the business and its workforce. It's no good saying we've lost the TV show, so we'll just go back to the way we were. If we don't keep growing strategically, we'll go backwards so fast we'll lose the businesses we've got now.
Do you see strategic new businesses as the answer to Bilby's economic situation? Maybe you could give us an example.
Okay, how about the accessories we're producing at Material Designs? They're made from 100% cotton fabric, decorations for cushions and bags, often based on African or Australian designs. One of the girls in the front office said she'd love to start a small business. Australian and African soft toy animals from the fabrics. Maybe even sewing fabric animals onto cards. It's a great idea, and Material Designs can help her, give her the access to some of our machines, and suggest possible national or international markets. I'm hoping she'll grow it from a cottage industry into her own small business.
So you'll help her? Won't that be in competition with you?
Not at all. It's an extension to what we do. The more people we have thinking they can start a social enterprise that helps our community, the more the spirit of this town will be an inspiration to others. Did you know there's about 20,000 social enterprises in Australia? And social enterprise activity in Australia is 2-3% of the GDP? These aren't just figures I made up. Check out Social Trader's website and the research they commissioned. I think it's the way of the future in doing business, for social and cultural reasons, as well as economic ones, of course.
It's clear this is a cause close to your heart. What started your interest in operating this way?
I was brought up by a woman who believed in giving back to the community. She also helped me to explore Southeast Asian and African societies, the way these countries are working to develop self-sufficiency. One of the most interesting things has been the microfinance concept that's helped give women access to very small financial loans so they can start a micro business. There's debate about whether that's the way to try and remove the cycle of poverty, but I have seen lots of examples of women feeling more empowered because they can support their families.
Speaking of families, what's it like inheriting a family business? Do you think you've had it easy compared to others in town?
You certainly are determined to have a go today, Kim. You must have gotten out on the wrong side of bed this morning. You know, I didn't think I was going to run a business like this. I loved my time spent studying and travelling, talking to people from different backgrounds, being a free spirit. But there was a moment when I realised I'm very fortunate. I come from a first world country. That also comes with responsibilities, the need to think of others. The same applies to business. It's important to look after the people who are depending on you, to make sure Material Designs has a reputation that helps support Bilby and its economic growth.
What do you think is the future for Bilby?
Bilby can be a leader in regional community building. It's not just about having more businesses, it's also about the cultural and social strategies. Festivals that celebrate our diversity, lots of arts and crafts that reflect our creativity and individual differences.
I believe that Material Designs is sponsoring some multicultural events at our next Bilby Autumn Festival. I look forward to talking to you about that closer to the date. Meanwhile, thank you for coming in today. This is Kim Holly from Ear to the Ground. Please join me next week when once more I explore the stories behind the headlines.